Welcome to El Chapis Podcast. Hey friends, welcome back to El Chapis Podcast. So glad you're joining here today. I've been thinking a lot about the series on fear. I'm going to do a couple of more episodes on it. But I've already had folks messaging saying, oh my gosh, I quit this when I was in high school. I didn't follow through with this because I was afraid or I had anxiety and I didn't know what was happening. So it's been really fun to hear from you guys and hear how you're processing and what you're thinking about. So I really appreciate the love. Today, I want to talk about fearful questions and our deep longings. I think that subconsciously, we have a lot of questions that are guiding our lives. Sometimes we're not aware of them, and if we slow down enough, we'll become aware of them. But for some, much of what may drive our lives are what-if questions. And it's not deliberately thinking about these questions as much as it is. They're just subconsciously, they're there. I think some of the questions that drive us are, what if people don't like me? What if I'm not good enough? What if something happens to my kids? What if I don't make my numbers this month? I think for others, it's, you know, does my spouse really love me? Or how am I going to retire well? Some people might even think, does God love me? And I think that in some ways, these questions are guiding our actions, our thoughts, our behavior without us really being aware of them or being intentional about thinking about these things. So like, what if these are the wrong questions to actually base our life off of? I don't want to be basing my life off of worry and fear. You know, it makes me feel threatened when I think about these questions. I feel powerless, or I feel like I'm in some form of danger, especially the questions of the future when I feel out of control. I think in some ways our imagination is seeking questions to make sense of what's happening in our lives. And some questions, like I said, I think they're helpful. It's important to name them. And yet there are some questions that we have subconsciously that are just intrusive. They're beguiling and depressing. And like I said last week, fear is an optic of danger or of threat or of a loss of power. And when we're moved by fear, I think a lot of people move into this survivalist mode. I got to take care of myself. I'm going to get mine. I'm going to just look out for me. And sometimes we do some things we really don't want to do because of that mindset. And obviously, I think like questions of retirement or, you know, questions of my finances or thoughts or concerns I may have about those things are important. I definitely believe they're important. They make up the material of our lives. But are they really helping us the way we're framing the questions? Are they helping us live well or live good or respond to the questions well? And so it makes me think, which questions guide our lives into courage and in more of a sustaining or enduring power? If these are realities in my life, how can I reframe these questions so that I'm able to address them in good ways? I'm obviously someone who has a faith background, and I don't shy away from that, and I don't feel like I have to hide that. But I think that if we have these questions of fear, how does God respond to them? And I think last week I kind of wrapped up by saying that God is constantly saying to us, don't be afraid because I'm with you and I'm for you. I also think that Jesus asks us a question, and we see in the Gospels Jesus constantly asking this question, and one phrase or in one way of saying it. He's saying, what do you want me to do for you? There's a couple of instances where there's people that are sick. There's a crippled man. There's a blind beggar. And Jesus is asking them, what do you want me to do for you? I think another variation of it is, what do you want? And I think when I'm moving past the fears and the worry questions, and I'm picturing these questions as the stuff kind of like on top of the river. These are the surface questions in some ways. When we go a little deeper, I think there are deeper questions of want, of longing, and desire. And those are the ones that we're really looking for some kind of a response. It's not really the worry questions up front. It's really about the deeper longings that I have. Deeper longings like, how could I be a good person in this world? Or how do I go about doing that? Or how can I be a good, loving parent or a good partner in my relationship or spouse? How can I be a good coworker? Or how can I manage my finances better? And even deeper than that, what is it that, what are some of the goals and longings that I have for my life? And I think those are the questions that we need to be asking. And so when I have a fear question, or I have a question of worry, or I have a thought of worry or fear, what I try to do, and what I think God is inviting me to, or a therapist would have me think about, or a pastor would have me think about, is to say, what is it that I really long for? What is it that I dream about? What is it that I really want in life right now? If I can dig a little deeper and think through like the question of worry and fear, I grew up in a religious background that in some ways made me very fearful of God, because I thought God was mad at me, or I thought God had certain expectations. And if I didn't meet those expectations, I was going to get punished. And if I really thought about why I believed in God, it really comes down to the fact that I had this longing to be loved by God unconditionally, without reservation, reckless, as one of the songs says right now. If I think about finances, or I think about retirement, I surely I got to be thinking, what kind of person do I want to be with my finances? What kind of person, how do I want to be a good manager of these resources? And that to me is a question of longing. That to me is a question of, this is what I really long for in life. So I think the encouragement today is, if you're living questions of worry, if you have questions of fear and worry, can you think about what it is that you really long for? I have a friend, and if I get put on blast, that's okay. She's going on a trip soon, and she has some worries. And yet, I would ask her, what is it that you really long for as you go on this trip? What is it that you yearn for? And I think we all yearn for some kind of adventure. We yearn for a challenge in life. And so I encourage you today that if you have a worry or a fear, think about the deeper longing that you have. What is it that you want? Can you reframe the question so that it's more about your deep longings and your deep desires in this world? Really appreciate you taking a listen and subscribing. Please feel free to share it, the podcast, with some friends. It's on iTunes now. You can find it by typing in El Chapi, or you can go to Google Play and typing in El Chapi as well. And please send me your feedback. Send me some thoughts. Send me some questions. Send me some topics you'd like to talk about. And really hope you enjoy the rest of the day. Peace be with you.